Bob Clifford, the recently hired executive director for TBARTA, the Tampa Bay Area Regional Transportation Authority, gave an update about the agency to the Tampa City Council this morning. It's part of his mission to visit all the local governments within the authority's region early this year to keep momentum going for a regional transit system. Clifford recited yet another statistic exemplifying the Tampa Bay area's woeful lack of public transit.
The Tampa Bay region has the fourth highest cost in the entire nation in terms of the percentage of a median family's income that goes to transportation. And the reason for that is because we have very little options and choices. If you want to be able to get somewhere, you want to be able to have mobility, you basically have to get in a vehicle.
In terms of funding, plans currently call for the Hillsborough County Commission to place a referendum on the 2010 ballot to allow citizens to vote on raising taxes to begin getting local funding to meet matching requirements from the state and federal government. Clifford detailed the ultimate goal of where such a system would actually run.
What was really interesting to us is the core of a system goes from Wesley Chapel through New Tampa to USF to downtown, over to West Shore, across the bay to the Gateway area in Pinellas, and down to St. Petersburg.
Clifford said education would be critical in seeing that 2010 ballot measure passed.
What are we talking about? What are we providing? Is it what people are looking for? Is it in the right areas? That's going to be a key part of what we do. Also, the issue of when we start crossing county lines with connections, who operates the systems?
His point is crucial. There are seven different local transit agencies within the TBARTA umbrella. Board members will be hashing out jurisdiction issues over the next few months. Councilman Linda Salcena was elected to city council some 22 years ago. She said at the time that the region needed mass transit and mused today on what might have been if the community had rallied around it at that time. But she said the council was determined to do what they can to see it happen now.
But we have to make sure that neighborhoods have safe, good ways to get to the systems. And we, as city council, I pledge, will develop land use that supports this.
Board members will be hashing out how to deal with that over the next few months. Councilman Jung Dienfelder was in Washington, D.C. for the inauguration earlier this week. He said the area around the metro station where his daughter lives nearby has undergone dramatic development in recent years.
It was sort of a declining area in D.C., and then they put the station in, and then within 10 years, now it's got a Target, it's got about 10 restaurants, several of which we ate at, right there at, you know, you come up from the station, boom, there it's all happening. And 5 years ago when I went to visit her, it was demolished, bricks, slum, the whole nine yards, and now it's just, you know, really, really an area that's coming back. And there's no reason that that particular three-block area would be coming back any more than any other three-block area, except for the fact that there's a station there.
City Councilwoman Mary Mulhern told Clifford that the city already has an asset that could help them get matching funds from the federal government. That's the often criticized streetcar system.
And I think that, the streetcar's always been this political football, but the reality is all these cities that are building streetcars now, like 30 or 40 new cities are just starting to build them. We've had that beginning, which is what it is, for a long time. So I think that that needs to, I know it hasn't been part, it's been a very small part of TBARTA's plans, but I think that it needs to be used. It needs to be leveraged, and it needs to become a bigger part of that, because I think that's going to help us get the money.
City Council Chairman Thomas Scott said work needs to begin now to persuade Hillsborough County citizens to support a referendum on a tax for mass transit.
But the work still has to begin, because you got to educate the community. I think most of us know that all of the communities that have gone through this, that the first time it failed on referendum, from what I've, all the places I've visited, I've heard. So we got a lot of work to do, and you got to get the private sector really involved to push this.